This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you couldn't hear is Karen and I just smiling,
just doing
creepily
fake podcast faces to each other as we were about to introduce this. Welcome to My Favorite Murder, starring Georgia Hardstark. That's her.
Hi.
And Karen Kilgariff.
Hi.
That's me.
You're really good at long pauses. And so I'm like, is she waiting for me to jump in? And
then you mean I'm good at putting them in and making you unsure as to what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's us.
I like to keep mystery in the relationship.
You look tan. Did you get a tan?
No. I have a red face because my favorite celebrity was talking to me on Twitter.
Shut up.
And so my cheeks got really red and they wouldn't stop being red.
Karen, it's like significant.
I know.
I've never seen you flushed before.
I know. This is what it looks like.
Holy shit. You don't have to say who it is, but oh my God.
I know. Well, he knows who he is because that's why he talks.
You get flushed when someone talks to you that you like?
Yeah.
That's cute. I've never seen you speak to someone you like then.
I know. It doesn't happen that often.
You don't like any of our friends.
It's just, there's some good uses for Twitter. That's all I'll say.
That's so cute.
Aren't I precious? Also, I was driving into the sun, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Driving home from work. So that it was a combo thing too, but
I also don't think I've ever seen your arms. You took your sweater off because it's 100,000 degrees in my apartment.
That's right.
And you're tan as fuck.
Well, yeah, I guess I am a little bit. I think this is just from how hot it's been lately.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a short sleeve shirt. Your adorable freckles. Let's talk about you. You have adorable freckles and you're tan.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I think look at this farmer's tan though.
That's hilarious.
I gotta start working.
That is not a gnarly farmer's tan.
Do not take a picture of this, Steven. Could you imagine?
It's pretty sweet.
It looks like I'm an apple picker professionally. Farmer's tan that I have going.
It totally does.
It's summer. Summer Karen is in full effect right now.
I got Botox today.
You did?
We're going to go ahead and talk about.
Let's just tell all of our secrets.
God, I wish I had what is it called? Tact? any kind of shame?
I love it.
Secrets?
Well, who cares? At this point, everyone gets it.
Oh my God. If I cared that people, I was trying to hide Botox. That wouldn't be me. It's like lying about your age.
Also, every person that lives in this town would have to be hiding it.
Yeah. And you know what else? Half the other people should get Botox. Because fuck, it's like the best. It's the best.
Wait, let me put my glasses back on.
Okay. So you can't tell. It takes like a week for it to work, but you can see like a little bit of a bruise coming up.
Oh, and then what happens? Everything tightens up?
Yeah, it doesn't tighten. It just kind of, the muscles stop working. So there's no wrinkles.
Oh,
it's great. I love it. And I don't care how fucking vapid I sound.
But
it's not vapid. I'm not.
It's not vapid. You're an on-camera personality.
Yeah.
This kind of shit. You just don't. I mean, if people know, when you see yourself on camera, it's the physical equivalent of when you hear your voice on an answering machine.
Yeah.
It's nightmarish. Or in a podcast.
Especially HD on a huge TV.
Oh, please.
And in general, too, it makes me feel better about myself.
Of course.
So who fucking cares?
And also, every single person that you see on television over the age of 12 is filled with Botox.
For sure. You know why? Because it's awesome.
Because it works.
It's so great.
Until they start what they need to do is they need to develop some kind of a computer program that can just automatically go in and pull out wrinkles.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. But until then, it's on the individual performer.
Yeah, and it's, oh, man. I love it. I just love it.
Do you feel like spinning in a circle? Like a pretty girl in a dress with an apron on the front?
I get carsick really easily, so I think that would be a mistake. But I give money to charity, too. It's not like this is my only...
Girl, you're in Hollywood. You're a Hollywood on-camera presence. You are a star of the Food Network. You are a dessert queen.
Thank you.
You don't want wrinkles in that shit?
No, I don't need it.
Although I have them and support them 100%.
No, you...
I have a crevice in my forehead that a while ago I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna go with this.
Yeah?
Like,
It's like how gray hair women are like, I'm just going to let my hair fucking grow gray.
I can't do that yet because if I did, I could go completely gray really fast.
No, you. I like your dark hair. You don't need
it. I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
I feel the same way with bangs. Like, they're my comfort. I need them.
I need some dark hair left over from my 90s mod. We call it a mod / goth phase. I didn't really ever commit to anything entirely except for beer. but I need the hair. I need some darkness around me.
Sure.
At all times.
Bangs and a fucking bob haircut.
And a strong lip and a hoop earring.
And a beer.
And a... Oh, only.
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like lip liner only. No lipstick. Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about now?
I don't know. I just kind of went that way. Hey, I finished The Simpsons Show.
Oh, I haven't.
The new Simpsons.
And you love it?
So we're talking about the O.J. Simpson Made in America 30 for 30 documentary.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the crime scene photos?
No.
Okay, so here's what they do. Everyone was like, episode 4, hardcore crime scene photos, like, just be prepared. So they showed them.
Four or five?
4.
Okay, then I think I'm halfway through 4, so I haven't seen the hardcore.
So they show them, and I'm like, oh, I must be so fucking crazy and desensitized because this is nothing. It was just like, oh, and then suddenly it's a fucking up close of her neck wound. Nicole Brown's neck wound.
I haven't seen that.
Like, no warning. And I thought, like, oh, I can see that. Like, her sad, sad, crumpled body. His body really kind of did get to me. Ron Goldman, man.
It's so sad.
He came upon her being attacked. It's not even like... I always thought that they were there together and OJ freaked out because he thought they were dating.
Right.
He wasn't even there yet when the attack on Nicole started.
They say that in the documentary. Yeah. That's like proven fact.
She got attacked during the and fell to the ground, and that's when he came in.
Oh,
and he was just bringing her mom's reading glasses that she had left at the restaurant where he waited tables.
Nightmare for that mom. I mean, she would. I mean,
oh yeah, because
to have that connection of like, oh, I needed my glasses back, and then they
horrible. Oh yeah, bothered me, and that I keep thinking about him and his. Anyway,
it's not good.
So you should finish it.
I will definitely finish it. I think it's like every time I go home after a day of work where I'm like a little bit wrung out, a little tired, I just want to listen to British people.
I tried it.
Speaking of which, what?
The show?
Tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reading show. I tried to watch episode 2 last night and I fell asleep almost immediately. And I kept closing my eyes going, now I don't know what's happening because I'm not looking. Because I'm not reading. But I love it.
I was bored 4 minutes in.
Oh,
4
really?
Minutes. I'm going to try it again and try it some more.
Too much reading?
No. Too, like, fucking dramatic. Like, too dramatic. Like, just too, like, you know, like, the cute officer is like, cheerio, you can take the body. Like, take this murder. It's all yours. Bye. Yeah. And then it's like, but then the body falls apart in half. And
spoiler alert.
What?
The body falls apart.
Oh, shit. I mean, that was in the first 2 minutes.
It's, no, I know.
You know what I mean?
No, I think I hear what you're saying. I accept what you're saying. I think it's interesting, though. Like, I like that it's, like, the French female cop who's of course, a beautiful young French actress, but is also playing this borderline autistic, very all business.
Bitchy, kind of.
Bitchy and like kind of like, I don't care if you're making a joke. I don't care if you're being charming.
I'm saying bitchy and like bitchy. Like, it's fucking awesome.
But it is.
I don't
awesome.
Feel like, what a bitch. Like, bitchy. No, bitchy.
We like
cool.
bitchy.
I'm going to try it again. Like, I pretty much 90% of the time hate every show, like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate the show, but.
Because it's hard to get used to new things.
That's true. Speaking of new things, I have a present for you and for me.
Ooh.
From a listener.
Is this our first listener, like, viewer mail?
Yeah. I have
like a listener mail?
Don't worry. I have a P.O. box.
Good.
So if anyone wants to send us shit, you can message me. And if you're not insane and have okay grammar, I'll give you our P.O. box number. So Caroline Abernathy sent us a present.
Caroline?
To my P.O. box. She's a sweet baby angel.
Have you already opened it?
I fucking have. And I know she was like, I'm sending you this thing. And I'm like, great.
Oh, awesome.
I'll tell Karen. So
the first thing I thought of, it's full of live moths.
I haven't opened it.
Creepy.
Kaboom. And that's how they died. So she sells this in her Etsy shop. It's called, her Etsy shop is Anime Gravy with a capital A. I don't know if that's necessary. Like, you have to put that in or whatever. Right. Are you ready for this present? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put my mic down real quick.
Okay. She's unscrolling a small it's the Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered with Elvis and the Owl poster. We each have our own.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is gorgeous.
I know. So this chick is so, for new listeners, I mean, get with the program, but, so we always,
first of all, let us reprimand you for being
right.
So this is amazing.
Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered is the thing we always say.
Our catchphrase.
No, it's just the thing we started saying and people like it.
My catchphrase is, what are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. And then Elvis, my cat, is holding
a cookie.
It looks just like him.
It looks exactly like him.
And the owl, of course, is the owl theory from The Staircase.
Which is very funny. A lot of people have pointed out on the Facebook page, we've never really talked about that on the podcast. It's like something you and I have personally talked about and just referenced.
Right. We've mentioned it being a theory.
Yeah.
But we haven't discussed if we believe it or not.
I think it's like we've discussed how we've discussed it.
Right.
Essentially. So there's a lot of people who are like, wait, when did they talk about this?
It's disgusted.
Yeah. It is disgusting. This is amazing.
And it's like it's the color of my walls too. It's like this,
yeah,
like
that's weird.
Mint green that I'm obsessed with.
Beautiful.
It's so cute.
This is the best.
So you guys can go to Anime Gravy and you can buy it. I want to tell everyone it's just $10, but I feel like she should up the price right now. So
this is worth more than $10.
It's only $25.
Caroline Abernathy?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you so much for the I haven't read the note actually. Oh, let's see. Should I read the note?
Yes.
Dear Karen and Georgia, I'm so happy that you like my drawing. Thanks for always making me laugh, then feel bummed as fuck about all the murders, then smile again by asking Elvis if he wants a cookie. I've introduced multiple friends to your podcast. It's the perfect friend filter to see who's cool enough to hang out with murderinos.
Nice. Yay.
You two rock so fucking hard. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I love it so much.
That's really exciting.
I'm going to get it framed.
I love it. Now, greedily, the next thing I was immediately going to say is, now I want one of those little those little pendants that say, stay sexy, don't get murdered.
We need to give her a shout out. Let me see here.
I think we did once.
We totally have.
That's the one who's named Flossie, right? Or is that a...
Hey, Steven, will you look that up for us since you're here?
Oh, you guys, this week we have a sound recording engineer.
Right. Remember how we had technical difficulties last week, Steven?
I'm helping us, the sound, not get murdered.
Thank you. Steven Ray Morris, who you know and love from the Facebook group, is helping us because tech diffs last week.
Mm-hmm. We're just trying to be professional. You know how we strive and aspire to be better every week.
I've never felt worse about, been more bummed about not having a belch ready when you said that. I'm like, you know me, I'm fucking belch.
Get one ready and then drop it in as a surprise at some point during the podcast.
And it will.
Okay, great.
Do you have any housekeeping?
Oh, housekeeping.
The shirts are the shirts are done printing.
Nice.
They're going to the shipper
department?
This week.
Nice.
I don't know the rest.
I mean, I think as long as people know what the schedule is, yeah, it'll help so they just don't think that they threw $25 into the wind.
The shirts are coming. I'm sorry.
We'll all get them at the same time. We'll all have a whole shirt discussion.
Right. Totally.
We'll all wear them on the same day.
Yes.
It's going to be crazy.
And also on our Patreon, I'm posting some of the better hometown murders we've been emailed. Just as blog posts for free because they're so good and whatever. So go to our Patreon. Anyways.
Our Patreon that we still haven't set up correctly, right?
It's set up. We just haven't put any paid content on it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It's like, I don't...
We'll do that. We were, you know, we're going to do that.
So rich. Do we need the money?
I mean, yeah, seriously. I have absolutely no financial worries whatsoever.
Ditto.
My whole face turns red again.
Do you have any housekeeping?
I don't think so, except for I got up this morning. I want to say thank you, and yet at the same time, God damn you, Facebook page, because I got up this morning. Every morning I wake up like between 6:30 and 7.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And I have to be at work at 10:30. And most of the time I walk in like at 10:31 or 10:29 because I start drinking coffee and reading that Facebook page and I can't stop. And it's so crazy. And it's the hugest time suck. Like, I should save it for the evening, but I love getting up and just, I mean, you know, it's just
the opposite.
My
I can't go to sleep until 2 a.m.
because you're on it.
I'm just scrolling. It's so good.
We're just bookending that thing.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And yeah, so join it if you haven't yet.
Oh, I just remembered. So the podcast that I love that I go to sleep to called Sleep With Me Podcast.
Yeah.
He gave us a shout out. He gave me a shout out and gave My Favorite Murder a shout out.
Georgia!
I was listening to it and I'm so sorry. I was fast forwarding in the beginning because he talks about like who's. Oh, we have the person who.
Oh, let's see. Her name.
Is it one of those people?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
But I don't know which one.
I just touched the picture. Should something happen?
No. We don't know yet.
It's that one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, we just have to do a step by step. Thank you.
I was fast forwarding through the part that I don't care about, the beginning.
Say, everybody's a skipper in some way.
I skipped the very beginning, but not the like good stuff. So, and I heard Georgia H, and as I'm skipping, and I was like, wait a second.
Hey.
And I go back, and he was like, he was just like so sweet. He like gives everyone a shout out. So, and he said, my favorite M, dial M for, like, he quit, honestly, podcast, he didn't want to say the word murder, which I love.
That's sweet.
Yeah. If you guys have insomnia, listen to the Sleep With Me podcast. It's my new Ambien.
That's great.
It's so fucking good.
That's really, that's so exciting.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, you know what? We got a shout out and people have talked about it on the dollop.
Right.
And I just wanted to give people, we already talked about how he called you Georgina Hubestank. I don't know if he asked me for your email, so.
He hasn't emailed me yet.
Okay. I'm sure he's going to email you a long and involved apology.
I'm sure it's an apology.
But if you like, the dollop is Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds, and they tell weekly, I think it's actually bi-weekly. They go over crazy historical stories from America, Australia, anywhere.
So cool.
They're insane. Like, there's this one I would start with that's about bathing suits, like men's bathing suits and the why. That's, you know, the boys and men used to be required to swim naked until like the 60s.
No!
I swear to God, it's the craziest story where you're like,
I love fucking stupid historical. I love stupid historical facts that you just like wouldn't know.
That's the dollop 100%. Dave basically reads the story. Gareth's never heard the story before.
And he does and what then, I do.
No. Yes, exactly. And then just like riffs thing. It's really hilarious. It's one of my favorite podcasts. But anyway, so they gave us a shout out. So all these people were like, oh, that's so weird. I love that podcast. And then so Dave told me, I texted Dave and said, thank you. And then I said, is it okay if I tell them that you were my first comedy boyfriend? Because Dave Anthony and I dated
like
in the
boyfriend,
90s.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend. Holy, he was my first real boyfriend when I lived in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
And so I said, is it okay if I tell them you were my first comedy boyfriend? And then he just texted back in all caps, there were others, which was hilarious. So I think people like a little inside scoop of fun stuff, because people just think that we're all like, I just think it's funny that people are like, that's so weird that my favorite podcast, The Dollop, gave a shout out to My Favorite Murder. And it's like, yeah, I've known Dave for almost 30 years.
Well, I feel like the comedian people, like, you've met them all. And I actually asked you before, like, hey, can I get give this podcast a shout out because I don't know if you hate this.
It's always good to check.
Like, you might have history with this fucking person, and I'm like, definitely are you going to be pissed that I?
Right.
So yeah, you know everyone. Okay, we know who these keychains are made by. They're metal and they're stamped with "Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered." They're amazing.
With a little heart at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's by a Etsy seller. My Heart Has Plans.
Do it.
My Heart Has Plans.
That's so adorable. If you just, I honestly just Googled "Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered" Etsy. And that was like the first thing. And then the cross stitching one that popped up.
Oh, well, yeah. Too. That shit comes up.
There's some good stuff on there.
We're Googleable.
Or Alex asked us if it was okay if people posted their Etsy shop links on the page.
Please.
Right?
Please do.
100%.
Make that money.
Please. It does have to be relevant to our podcast, though.
Right.
You can't just have any old crazy yarn doll that you make. Let's not get nuts.
Yeah.
Although someone did tweet me a picture that they made of a little Richard Ramirez.
Aww.
Did you see that on the Twitter?
No, that's
they
relevant.
May have done it straight to my.
Oh, I think I did. Yeah.
Or did were you on there?
Does he have fucked up teeth?
No, he's. That would be so amazing if she had pushed in little real baby teeth. Oh, Richard!
Oh my god!
You poor little monster.
Little shards of teeth.
That's it. I think that's our housekeeping.
All right, thanks for listening. Bye. No.
That's bye.
Just, there's a we whole have to go. Reason to the podcast.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Kraft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all Made In, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com. Goodbye. Hey, Karen, you know that feeling when you're stressed out and your heart starts to pound and your mind is racing?
I do. I know it well.
Well, while there's no cure for stress, therapy can help shape your response to it. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, there's no better time to try Talkspace.
When you sign up for Talkspace, you'll receive a personalized match with a therapist or psychologist, typically within 48 hours.
Forbes rates Talkspace as the number one online therapy platform, plus their licensed professionals are in network with almost all major insurance companies.
Once you meet your therapy goals, or if you want to cancel for any reason, Talkspace will provide you with a prorated refund for unused time. I feel like these days people understand the importance of therapy, but the difficult part is just taking that first step. It took me months to make my first therapy appointment. I was so scared. I had a lot of ideas in my head about it. And that's why I think Talkspace is such a good idea, because making it so approachable will just get you there sooner. Then you can actually get in there, figure out what you need, talk to an actual professional, and be on your way to solving some stuff that you might want to solve.
To celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering our listeners $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80.
Go to Talkspace.com/MFM and use promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/MFM and enter promo code SPACE80 and get $80 off your first month and show your support for our show.
That's Talkspace.com/MFM. Enter promo code SPACE80.
Goodbye. Am I first this week?
Yeah, I think I was first last week.
I think
week.
You're right.
With the old sawn beans.
Oh, right. So as last week we did a 1500s murder, which we were both like, that was a mistake.
What I liked is when I re-listened to it, it's just so clearly reading. It was like we were being forced to read book reports in front of our class. That's what it sounded like. We tried to have fun with it, but I mean, you know.
Okay, so we gave ourselves an I survived theme, and I think from now on let's do a couple more weeks of no theme after this. But I do like
once again. Did you get painted into a box?
No. I like this one. I think it's cool, and it's something I've never heard of, and it's creepy and fucked up. And
oh, good.
Okay. I like it. It's for sure. But man, I like to go wild.
You just like to be yourself and decide what you want to do at the last second.
I want to do me.
You're on your journey. I'm positive that my vocal fry has gotten worse since we started this podcast.
You sound a little like you're getting over a thing.
You know what's weird? I had a little throaty feeling last night.
Were you getting over hanging out with me and taking my...
I'm over it.
And getting my vocal fry.
It's catching. It's contagious. You know who hates
vocal fries? 52-year-old single divorced dads. Those are the only people who complain about it.
Sounds like you're thinking of someone very specific.
My own? No, my dad's. My dad, do you see he keeps commenting on our shit?
Yeah, he's totally into it, isn't he?
He keeps writing like, he always writes like, you go, girl. He seriously, like, I used to have a blog and I didn't tell them about it. And then I started getting posts that were like, you go, girl. I'm like, that's my fucking dad. I know it. And then one day it was like, so how's your blog?
His name's Martin, right?
Marty.
Marty
was like, how's your blog? I fucking knew you were, you go, girl.
He loves you. He's so proud of you.
He's so sweet. He's so supportive.
My dad he said, hey, there's a fireman whose daughter and all her friends listen to your murder podcast. I swear to God. And I was like, he texted it to me. He goes, what's it called? And I said, my favorite murder. And he goes, how come you didn't tell me about it? And I go, because there's a ton of swearing and we talk about murder the whole time. And then he was like, oh, you or something. I was like, I hope to God my father never listens to this.
I don't care if mine does. I bought him my favorite murder shirt.
Oh, nice.
So you see an older man, a distinguished older man walking around New Orleans with my favorite murder shirt on.
With two cartoony girls on his shirt.
That might be Marty.
Marty.
He's the best.
Okay, sorry. We derailed.
We could do this all day. All right. So my favorite murder, I survived edition.
Sweet.
So do you know about Alexander Pishunsky? Pishunchkin. Hold on a second. You know when you like write and write and write all day and then you never say it out loud? You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Should have practiced that.
Yeah.
Pishushkin. Pishushkin. Listen, he's Russian, okay? And they murdered my people.
Pushkin. No, I don't
Pishushkin.
Know.
Pishushkin. I think I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
AKA the chessboard killer.
No.
Yeah. The chessboard killer. He's called that because he was methodically hunting people and sought to kill one person for every space on the chessboard.
I love this. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I love this already.
Russian dude. Russian serial killer. He's also known as the Bitsa Park maniac because the Bitsa Park in Russia is where he did it. It's Moscow. Southwest Moscow is where he did a lot of his best work.
Wow. Can I do a high school brag and say I've been to Moscow?
Have you?
I went on a trip, like one of those package tours in high school. It was called Russia, Poland, and the East.
Dude, I want to go on that.
It was crazy amazing. And it was 1987, so it was before the wall came down.
You think now that I look 16 because I have Botox, they'll let me pretend I'm in high school and go? Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my God. That's honestly, like, I'm dying to go to, like, I want to go to East Berlin, which I know doesn't exist anymore, but.
It was crazy. And there was all this stuff because it was still, was it still the Soviet Union? Is that, technically. So there's all these old buildings that were just left over. It was almost like how I imagine Cuba probably is, where it's like the great times, leave it there, even though it's this huge empty building that no one's in anymore.
It was driving the same old cars no one had. And it's like,
it was amazing. And there was, they had tables set up. I'm just totally have derailed you, but I'm,
oh, I want to talk about this.
They had tables set up in the street. And you would go up and you would give them, you know, 3 rubles or whatever. It was like so cheap. Yeah. And then you would just pick up a little pre-poured glass of warm Coke and just drink a little, like probably three fingers of Coke, and then give them the glass back. And they would take it and sterilize it and then pour more Coke in the glass. And it was like a little card table that was set up.
It's like when you're running a marathon, except they hand you Coke and you pay for it.
So you just stop and have a couple sips of Coke.
That is so weird.
And they also had vodka vending machines.
Better. I would do that one instead.
Yeah. We drank a lot of vodka. We were all allowed to drink.
Yeah.
Because the drinking age over there was like 16. It was nuts.
That sounds incredible. I would kill to go on a grocery store. Like, I'm obsessed with authentic grocery stores. Mm-hmm. I would go to that grocery store so hard.
Their grocery stores were very sparsely because
it's like
stocked.
This is the toothpaste. There's not a bunch of brands.
Yeah.
This is toothpaste.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of like, let's do that now. No, I'm not a communist or a socialist.
No, you're definitely not a socialist, but you are a Bernie bro.
Right.
Sometimes I'm sick of it.
Overwhelmed. That is not true. I just want everyone to know that's not true. I'm actually a Republican. I'm actually a Trumpster. Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah. Trumpsters. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I don't even.
What I'm saying is ask me anything about Russia.
Why did you kill my people? So Pishishkin, he committed his first murder in 1992. He was a student, college or high school. I don't care. So he was motivated in part by a macabre competition with like the better known Russian serial killer, Andrei Chikatilo.
Yes.
Who's like the creepiest creep, kind of hot creep.
No, like, he's not hot.
He's like older dude hot.
No, he's in no way hot.
A little bit older dude hot.
Doesn't he have a dent in his head?
Oh no, I'm into that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just like have a thing.
Yeah, you're right. That's very judgmental.
Dented heads.
Who am I to say?
Oh, I feel dirty.
So wait, sorry. He didn't know him. He was just like, he knew what he did and was competing with him.
Yeah, he was like,
that way.
Which is like, find someone else to compete with. Like, find a like Olympic athlete.
Although Chikatilo was kind of the Olympic athlete of serial killers.
I wonder if this Alexander Pishishkin is pissed that he actually didn't beat him.
You know he is.
Yeah. So, blah, blah, blah. Andre was convicted in 92 of killing 53 children and young women over a 12-year period. Oh. So this guy was like, I'm going to do 64 for a chessboard. Quick question. 64 on a chessboard? Correct? Yes.
Let's just go with it.
So, okay, here's...
Correct. Moving on.
Here's a regular fact on my favorite murder. His mom says that the beginning of his downfall into becoming a crazy person was... when he was
hit on the head.
Send him back.
Ding dong.
He was hit on the head by a swing at age 4. And I'm like, unless the swing was made of cinder blocks.
That's what happened to Richard Ramirez. He got hit in the head with a swing. Like, exactly.
Swing?
Yes.
They're made of like rubber. It's enough.
I think like in the 70s, 80s.
Do concussions affect children more than they do adults?
Probably. I mean, like...
You're a doctor, right?
Yes. Please ask me anything. I love lying.
You're a Russian doctor, right?
I think we've established that I love to bullshit. So, the answer there is...
If you act like you're right, you're technically right.
Yeah, except until I tell on myself the next episode.
Right. And apologize. Pishishkin lured his victims. He mostly... was into elderly homeless men, not in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. He would say to them in this park, hey, do you guys want to get shit-faced on vodka? I'm paraphrasing here. And he would say, like, let's go to the grave of my beloved dog that's, like, deep in the park. Oh. And he was actually really loved animals. He was never, and he got
that's
hit in the
weird.
Head, but he didn't kill animals.
Okay.
Then they'd go out there and be drinking, and he would attack them with a hammer.
Oh,
man, that's oof.
That would hurt a lot.
Okay, that became his trademark, and then he would. Oh no, this became his trademark. He would do that, and then he would push a vodka bottle into the gaping wounds of their skulls.
Oh no!
It's like when you make a watermelon vodka thing. What is that? You know what I'm talking about? When you like poke a hole in a watermelon and then empty a bottle of vodka in there. And
yeah,
then it's like
he was kind of trying to do one of those
4th of July.
Maybe he was a frat boy.
Just pickling that brain.
Kind of lost it a little bit in the park. Russian frat boys are different than they are here.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have a frat boy from here than a Russian frat boy.
I don't know. I don't want to choose. I choose neither.
Oh, I didn't know that was a choice. Otherwise, I still would have chosen Americans. Most of his victims were elderly men, but he did kill three women and one child. The body of one of the women was, I don't, do you want to know how, that there were tiny stakes hammered into her skull and around her eyes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so, yeah.
Stakes?
Tiny stakes.
Like
not.
Like pitching a tent.
Yeah.
Using, oh.
Not like, yum, yum stakes.
Yeah.
He said once, for me, life without murder is like life without food for you. I felt like the father of all these people since it was me who opened the door for them into another world.
Yeah, that's not true.
They're like, I prefer Marty. I prefer my actual dad, but yeah. Thanks.
Dads aren't supposed to be like that, actually. Right.
So, let's get to the survivor. All right?
Yes.
Fucking badass bitch. Her name was Maria Viracheva. She was 19 and 3 months pregnant, which already you're like,
come on,
like, let me get through this.
Yeah.
You know, pregnant, and the man she was, her boyfriend was a friend of this killer.
Oh,
just like date someone else, find better friends. She met him. She ran into him at work. She and her boyfriend had just gotten into a huge fight. And so she was pissed off, like hanging out near the metro station. And he saw her and was like, and he had been hunting for a victim, and this is in February of 2002. I should have started with that.
Yeah.
So he said that most of his male victims, he was able to get them away with alcohol was the thing that the reason they would go with him. But for women, he said, quote, women always need to have a financial interest. Fuck you.
You don't know me.
Man, I like vodka.
I know.
I don't need your fucking
money. I like
money.
Dead pets' graves.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, cheers over that. Dick. So he says to her that he has several boxes of brand new contraband cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Stashed inside the park.
Sorry. Women always love cameras. That's really true.
If there's some kind of deal going, like a sales deal where they're like, oh, I have this thing, I'm going to cut you in on it. Just say no. Even if it's true, you're still probably going to get arrested.
You have to pay for things that you want in this life.
Right.
When you try to sidestep that fact, you mess with the wrong people. You end up in the forest at a dog's grave, mm-hmm. what have you, and then with a vodka bottle in your head.
Free money isn't free. Like, just go without.
Just get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Buy your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the forest.
It's never going to be chill. Get it. That's going to be the quote. Get a job. What was it? Get a job.
Anytime we list anything in threes, we want you to put it on a poster.
There was another one. Shit. Karen is full of quotes tonight.
I'm full of beans.
Sonny beans. Oh my God. Okay.
We got to get through this.
So, all right. So here's what he does. He's like, here's some cameras in here. Come on in with me. And she's like, okay, fuck, don't do that. Cause she was pissed at her boyfriend, you know?
It's a great way to rebel.
I've done some stupid shit when I'm like pissed at my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he takes her over to where he says he left the camera, which is this well, this like brick well into the like forest ground. And he lifts the manhole cover off and he's like, hey, take a look inside, dude. And she approaches, he grabs her and shoves her into the well. And she's trying to grasp the edges of the rim of the well. And he grabs her by the hair and just like starts smacking her head against the concrete walls. Which is so weird that he like didn't even kill her before. It was like almost this fun toying with her thing. But she let herself fall. She said, quote, I realized that he would kill me like this, so I let go. It's like, which side is better, up or down?
Yeah.
And he yells to her, take a bath there. Couldn't come up with something better.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah. She said, my head hurt terribly, but I wanted to live. So after falling about 30 feet, Maria lands in a sewage pipe about a foot in diameter with the stream running through about 3 feet high. So it's like the sewage line.
Ugh.
And I might have gotten some of those numbers wrong because guess what? They were like in meters and shit. And I tried like change them.
Yeah, because I was like, how do you land in a... But basically, she it's down a well and then a slightly smaller thing.
Down a well, it's tight. She falls 30 feet about. It's a tight little area.
Okay.
And she's in like, I don't know. It seemed like waist high rushing sewage water. Ugh. Rushing. And it's trying to get her into this like pipe, into this other part of the sewage system that she definitely would have drowned in. Luckily, she fucking puts her hands to the side and stops herself from going down that pipe.
Okay.
She removes her jacket and boots real quick. Man, this girl's smart. She was able to plant her feet and hands on the side of the pipe to stop from being swept away by a shit storm.
Ugh. So gross.
I know, man. Like, what a bad day. So she finds another well. Like, I guess she goes through, but it sounds like she was in there for hours. Mm-mm. And eventually finds an iron ladder running up the side. She goes up. What?
Sorry.
Say it.
Like someone had shot an iron ladder. Sorry.
Wait, what?
She's in a sewage thing and then an iron ladder floats by because someone had shot it. Don't make me say it twice. It's a terrible joke. I didn't get it.
No, like she finds it up the wall. Like in the wall. So she's like, ladder. It's not shoots and ladders.
We have to edit that part out. It's the worst joke I've ever said, and I had to say it
Steven,
two times.
Don't take that note. This stays in. I've edited out some shit for you before. This is not going to be one of them. I will just take all the edits I've done for you and put them into one episode and post them.
Can you imagine? That's actually
the Patreon.
Genius idea.
Because it won't make any sense because contextually.
Just random, terrible edits of awful things.
Of all
like
the stuff we've said.
Me saying someone shat an iron ladder. Okay, please continue.
So she finds this ladder up the wall. Not from someone's bowels.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. I love it. That's why you're a comedian. She climbs up it and she's like, well, shit, this is like an 80 something pound manhole cover. She can't get it open. She's so close. And then she opens it a tiny bit and sees a woman running from it, like leaving. And she's like, well, that was my last chance. She's exhausted from crawling for hours through all the gross fucking sewage. She's like, this is it. I'm dead. But it turns out the woman had heard her screams and heard the manhole cover lift a little, or saw the manhole cover lift a little bit and like fucking ran for, you know, help to lift this manhole cover. So, she was taken to the hospital. She and her kids survived. Man, I bet, like, what is that kid's life like today?
Well, they may have been somehow inoculated by being in all that shit. So they're like superhuman, never get sick.
Yeah. They're like, Marvel's like, how do we tell this like story of a superhero?
Well, let's see.
So she survives. Here's the worst part. Here's another bad part. She's reporting the incident to the police, and somehow I read a couple different reasons. The police were like, nope, and like ended up making her sign something saying that she herself had accidentally fell into the well. And that he had nothing to do with it.
What?
Yeah. Either because she didn't have the correct papers, like citizen papers, or the cop was bored. It's like, so for some reason, they were like, no, we're not going to pursue this.
Wow.
Yeah. So he went on to claim dozens of lives after that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So right now, there's a criminal investigation going into the cop who, you know, okayed that. I'm sure nothing will happen. He has two other survivors. One was a 14-year-old homeless boy who also got thrown down a well in March 2002. He, again, said he tried to tell the police, but they wouldn't listen to a homeless boy. How are you 14 and homeless, Russia?
Oh, because that place is it's terrible. It's all, like, it's either the super rich or the insanely poor.
Yeah.
But that also happened in Chikatilo when I saw that there was like a made for TV movie where Stephen Ray played the cop that was investigating him. Mm-hmm. And when they got to when they realized he had been murdering all these people, they were like, you won't arrest him. Like it was as if like the Russian authorities were like, we're not admitting that we have this problem.
Yeah.
And I think that is a way that they dictate the cops have to do stuff.
Sure. If like some woman had been, especially because she knew him too, yeah. Because she could be like, it was this dude.
Yeah. It's like, they're saying like, that's not going to be a problem that we're having.
And from a couple of the accounts I read, he like came over to hang out with her boyfriend after that. Like, she had to see him.
No, what?
And he said something like, hey, you want to go for another walk? Like, he fucking taunted her.
That's crazy.
I know. But
it's also weird to have a habit of pushing people down wells.
Totally.
That's really weird.
It is weird.
It's usually it's like, you know, they're into the murder part.
Well, it's weird that he went from hitting someone on the head with a hammer. And in addition to that, he liked pushing people down a well.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Like, you should do one, then you should do one and then the other.
Yeah. Pick an MO. Get your style going.
Yeah. And then, like, with the checker or checkers, with the chess, like, come on, man. Pick one.
Yeah.
So, the murder of Marina Moskalova, Malina Moskalova in 36. Who was 36 in the spring of 2006 was his last murder. They actually found her body with a metro ticket in it with his trademark injuries. And they found a video of him and her from the metro station walking together.
Oh.
Yeah. So they caught him. He was arrested June 2006, convicted of 49 murders and 3 attempted murders. And it seems like he asked to be convicted for 60 murders.
Wow.
Which is like, fuck off.
Because he wanted credit for all the murders he had done.
Yeah. He got life in prison with the first 15 years to be spent in solitary confinement. So I'm sure.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to be.
15 years? You can't do that.
Where are we?
Russia. You nutty place.
15 years in solitary confinement. Like, is there even a reason for that? Or it's just it's like, we can't give you the death penalty, so we're just going to do this instead.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, yeah, why not kill him? 15 years? That's awful.
Did you hear recently in California they passed a law that juveniles can't get more than like 2 hours of solitary confinement, which I think is... I almost cried when I heard that because it's such an obvious... It's such an obvious smart thing to do.
Yeah, it makes you think what's happened that made them pass that law.
Fuck. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, so, and Pashushkin has said that he would have continued killing indefinitely if he hadn't been stopped.
I believe it.
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. I just want to give fucking a shout out to Maria for being such an incredible badass.
You know what? Here's the smartest thing she did.
Yeah.
If you're ever in water, take off anything heavy that you're wearing, jacket, boots, clothes like that.
Interesting.
That's what drags you down.
Really?
It makes you tired when you have to tread water.
Huh.
It makes you super tired. Like anything like that, boots or anything, pants, take it off.
Very interesting. I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. That's very smart of her.
Very, yeah. Especially when you're in shit water. She's just like, how can you concentrate on that?
Ugh.
Maria Vera Chavia. Which, like, you don't find a lot of stuff when you Google her at all.
Right.
Him, it's like the same shit over and over again. He's gross. There's photos of him. He's a creep.
He's not hot like Chikatilo.
Shut up. I like him dented. Physically and emotionally dented.
Inside now.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use, and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye. If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, and June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman, on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens, and don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out, you never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android. Goodbye.
Well, mine this week is once again me retelling you an episode, my favorite episode of I Survived.
I'm so excited.
My favorite crime show. If you're new to this podcast, hi, welcome. Hey, my favorite crime
should
show.
Should I rate them again?
You can. Yeah. Of all, I would say is I Survived, because it's a beautifully produced, it's television well made. It's one-on-one interviews where people speak slightly off camera, purely telling their story of survival with no reenactment, no cheesy actors, no shots of anything, just the story, which is 1,000 times scarier and more upsetting than if you were cutting away to some dumb, like, it, that show made me realize those cutaways in other, like, firsthand story shows just deaden the effect.
Yeah.
When a person is sitting there telling you what happened to them,
face to camera,
there's no scarier, no realer. I mean, that's it.
Honestly, I don't. There's a helicopter.
It's just a light invasion.
Listen, we're in Hollywood.
Murder. That's how it is.
Murder cap. I hate reenactments. They just take you out of it. They're corny.
Yeah.
They're not. You can't reenact the actual violence of what took place. And I mean, there's just, I don't like it.
And sometimes on some shows, they're so gratuitous. There's like an extra sound effect, and yeah, the girl's always in a bra. We were like, right, really?
So can we say the exception is A Crime to Remember?
We love A Crime to Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, that those reenactments are perfectly
Dude,
done.
They're gorgeous. Filming.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
So, and I Survived, back to my favorite show. Well, I should say one of my favorite shows, but it's all these stories I remember because they're so perfectly told. So this one I loved because I love the girl that tells the story that it happened to her. And her name is Sarah Brady. And this happened when she was 26 years old and 9 months pregnant.
We both have pregnant women.
She was, yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, weird.
And Sarah was apparently overdue. So she was like waiting to have this baby any moment.
Fuck. Can you imagine, like, her, everything is swollen.
Everything's hard. You're doing everything for two. So here's what happens. She's registered at Babies R Us, and she gets a call one day from a woman who says her name is Sarah Brody.
What year is this?
This is 2004.
Okay.
So she gets a call. A woman says, my name's Sarah Brody, and I got one of your, we're both registered, I guess, at Babies R Us because I got one of your packages. So
similar names.
Yes.
Shit, man.
And so she's like, oh, okay, crazy. I'll come and get it.
Yeah.
You live on my way to work, whatever. So they make this plan. She goes and she picks up the package. She goes into the woman's apartment. This woman lives in a basement apartment. She said it was a completely fine exchange. They talked a little bit about how they were both nervous to be mothers. They just talked about, you know, whatever. And, we'll call her R. Sarah, the good Sarah, mm-hmm, says that she just got the impression this girl was very young and she seemed kind of alone. So she had a kind of a warmth toward her, because she was like, oh, you know, and we have kind of the same name, and they're basically seemed like they were going to have babies right at the same time. So, thanks. See you later. Great. Takes the package, goes home. So a couple days later, there's another phone call. And it's her again going, I got another package for you. And so when she gets off the phone, she is, I think she's having the baby with her boyfriend. They're engaged to be married. So her fiance or boyfriend's brother is there at their house. And she goes, that girl got another package for me. I have to go get it. And the brother goes, that's weird. I have a bad feeling about this. Don't go.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I already met her, saw her face to face. She's totally normal and fine.
Do you think he is a murderino?
Ooh, he could be.
I don't think a normal person, like every situation I'm in, I'm like, is that going to be a murdery situation?
Right. He had his vibe out kind of. Yeah. Because he was like, I don't like the sound of this, basically said to her. And she was like, don't be crazy.
A murderino, by the way, is just basically someone like us that we call, that someone on Facebook coined who's obsessed with murder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that for the first time person that you attacked earlier?
I'm just trying to be nice to them at this point because they're like, I know they don't like me. They're like not on my side. They're not voting for my murder. We vote on this podcast, by the way.
We vote at the end, right? Yeah. To see who won.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hope not. So anyway, she's like, don't be crazy. So the next day she goes back over there. Well, this time she says the feeling is a little bit different. Just a little, there's a little tension in the air. So she's like, great, you know, here's the package. And she's like, I want you to come back here and come and look at this thing. And she's like, I really have to go. I have to pick up my son from school. I have things I have to do.
Dude.
It was like she basically kept trying to continue the conversation a little longer than Sarah felt comfortable. You know, it was all that kind of vibe. And she said, but she just was trying to be polite. So she wanted to leave.
You guys never be nice.
Yeah. She wanted to leave, but kept erring on the side of politeness. So at one point she was like, she wanted to show her the nursery. She wanted to da da da. And then but finally Sarah was like, look, I have to pick up my son from school. I have to go. And then she went into labor pains. Like she said she was having labor pains.
Good Sarah, bad Sarah.
Bad Sarah says she's having labor pains.
Fuck.
So she starts screaming like a lunatic and she pulls Good Sarah into the bathroom. And that is when Sarah said she looked at her face and her face was the face of a completely different person. Like it was crazy, wild eyes, super scary. And then all of a sudden, like a light switch, she stopped screaming and said, oh, I guess that's over.
Oh, and my God.
Our Sarah is super weirded out and is like, all right, I, if you're okay, I have to go. And she's like, yeah, just hold on 1 second. I just need to go get this thing. So she goes back into the back of the apartment. Bad Sarah does. Good Sarah's coming out. She kind of like looks into a room and she said there was a People magazine cover that was framed and whoever the celebrity was in the picture, she had scratched their face out. And so she was like, all of a sudden I was like, this is wrong. This is bad news.
She had framed a photo of a celebrity that she had scratched their face out.
Yes. I can't remember. Here, just quick side note. You can't watch I Survived unless you sign up through your cable subscription, like to watch it on Lifetime because mm-hmm. they're on Lifetime now. And I tried to do it like 20 times so I could just get the word for word of this middle part of the story.
I like it better when you tell it.
Okay, good. Well, but I just wanted to get this detail of like, cause I think she said it was either Sarah Jessica Parker or like she
it's
says.
It's gotta be Brangelina. Let's say Brangelina and the Angelina part of it is fucking scratched.
You can get the details if you watch. It's season 2, episode 10. Jesus. I just couldn't access it through my laptop. Anyhow.
Yeah.
She's got the bad chills. She's freaking out. So she's like, I gotta get out of here. She also then sees some paperwork with the name, like a bill or something with the name Katie Smith on it.
Oh,
so
fuck.
She's like, this isn't good.
Oh no.
So she goes and she's like, I really have to leave. And
say that. Just fucking go.
Sarah says, okay, but can I get a hug? And of course she wants to say no, but she feels like she has to say yes.
Don't let people
for some strange reason.
Don't let people touch you if you're not comfortable with it.
She goes in for the hug. And when they come out of the hug, Bad Sarah raises up a huge kitchen knife and tries to stab her. Our Sarah puts her hand up, blocks it, and grabs the knife.
God. No, this is no. I just scared the shit out of Mimi. My God. Oh no.
Uh huh. Has to grab the knife.
No.
Knocks it away. The knife goes onto the ground. Our Sarah grabs the door, runs out, runs up the stairs, is screaming and running. In this apartment building, gets to the front door of the apartment building, grabs it, tries to unlock it. Bad Sarah is right behind her, grabs her by the hair, drags her screaming, kicking and screaming back downstairs, back down to the basement apartment.
Oh my God. This
no one in the apartment building hears or comes out or does anything.
Oh my God.
She gets dragged back into the apartment.
I don't think I can deal with this one.
You got to hang in here with me.
Okay.
Because remember the name of the show?
I know.
I Survived.
Okay.
Sarah's the one telling us this story. She gets pulled back into the apartment. Oh, also the first time she went there, when she walked in the door the first time, when she was like, it was fine, no big deal. She did remember, oh yeah, she did lock the door after me when I walked in.
I do that though.
You do. All right. So maybe we won't hold that one against her.
Still, I get why that would be creepy.
It's just
I do
weird.
That for friends, not for people I don't know.
And also they live in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, a tiny town, apparently, okay. According to what I read.
Yeah.
So it's not, it, you know,
it's not. LA, and then I gave up my address.
But so she pulls her back in and now she knows she's in a fight for her life. So she's like, I got to protect my baby and I got to stay alive. So they start wrestling and they go over the couch. They hit the coffee table. They're wrestling, hitting each other, the whole thing. And finally, good Sarah grabs the knife, stabs her 3 times.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because this girl's trying to stab her to death.
I thought this was going to be a takes the baby case.
Well, Sarah staggers upstairs, covered in blood, with her own, her hands are completely slashed.
Oh God, oh God, oh God.
She gets outside and like gets across the street and is like laying on the sidewalk or the ditch or whatever. So she got as far away as she could and then she basically was out. The cops show up and find her there. Then they go down to the basement apartment and find this girl whose real name is Katie Smith dead. They're holding Sarah Brady.
Sure.
Our Sarah.
Yeah.
Holding her. You just murdered this girl, this friend of yours, they were saying. And she's like, no. So, and they're like, you just murdered a pregnant woman. So, well, they go in and they search her apartment. She is not really pregnant.
No.
It was a false belly.
Of course.
She's never been pregnant. She's 22 years old. She's got the full nursery set up. She's got all the stuff. But then in another room, she's got all kinds of OBGYN equipment.
Oh my God.
Including they uncovered an obstetrics kit equipped with gloves and surgical scissors in Smith's apartment.
Holy shit.
And they finally put it together that Katie Smith was planning on stabbing Sarah Brady and cutting her fetus out of her body.
This is how I thought it was going to end and I wanted to cry.
That's what she was intending to do. This girl, Katie Smith, had told everyone in her family and all her neighbors that she was pregnant with twins. She was showing people a sonogram of twins. She had everybody convinced. And now she was at the quote unquote 9 month period.
Shit.
And she had to get a baby. And apparently the bad Katie was obsessed with pregnancy from her teenage years. She had been a little off or whatever and always had a thing about wanting babies and having babies and this whole thing. So Sarah Brady, the cops bring her in and once they discover all this other stuff, they're like, oh, she was trying to kill you. And she's like, yeah, that's what I was telling you. Like, we're not friends.
Badass.
I don't know that girl. Yeah, this wasn't something of two pregnant women who were pissed at each other.
Yeah.
This woman tried to kill me. Even though she got brought in and questioned, she was never charged with anything. She was cleared of all suspicion.
Yeah. 9 months pregnant and she fucking beat the shit.
And she fucking survived. And then they show, this is why I love her, is because first of all, when you watch this episode of I Survived, she's like every girl you went to high school with.
Really?
She's like exactly how you picture her. She's just cute and young, and she tells a story like, then she tried to stab me. Like, you,
she's like a normal human being.
It's as like, you know her. Yeah. I totally feel like I've met her before.
Yeah.
And then they show a picture of her with her little daughter, the baby that she has, who's completely happy and healthy. And her whole thing is like, this had to happen. I now know what I'm made of. I'm like, this is what motherhood does. This is the power of women. Like, there was no way I was going to let her hurt my child. Oh. And it is the you just adore her at the end of this episode. And she says like, I wish that that girl wasn't so sick, but I did what I had to do. And I, you know, got therapy or whatever, but this is what I had to do. I wouldn't have done it if she, you know, hadn't attacked me.
I just got butterflies in my womb for like the first time in like years.
Yeah. That's the power of motherhood. That's the power of my storytelling on your motherhood.
Karen, can I say that was a fucking great storytelling.
Did you like that one?
Like that was a good one. That was one of the best storytellings that we've had.
Of my life?
No. No, you've done better than that.
I can't recommend I Survived Enough because their stories become your story.
Yeah, no, I'm watching it now.
I've told that one a bunch of times.
That is crazy.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. She was also on Oprah, this girl.
No. Yeah. Good for her. What can, oh my God. Tell me about, is it the brother-in-law?
Uh-huh.
I want to know. He just got to the cop station. I was like, told you so.
I fucking told you, Sarah.
What did I say?
He was just screaming that into her face.
You fucking idiot.
She's crying with her hands all bandaged. What?
How bad would he have felt if she had actually gotten killed or whatever?
And
he
was my
like,
God.
I told her so.
But also, like, that's the thing is he said, I have a bad feeling. Just let us go over there with you. And she was like, no, no, no. That's another thing is like, if somebody else just says, well, I'll just go with you.
Yeah.
What's the harm?
What's the big deal?
Let them go with you.
Let's all make a pact, everyone listening, to not go in anyone's house that we don't know ever. Even if it seems innocent.
Really, like a party or something?
No.
Well, what you're saying is always take a buddy.
Always take a buddy. Like, always don't be like, oh, come over and like, come in. I have let me grab the letter that I was gonna.
Right.
No.
No one has a letter for you.
No.
That's a lie.
Say you have allergies.
Just say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sick. Mm-hmm. You can throw out any kind of period reference. People will let you get out of anything.
Mm-hmm. Like the 1700s, any period at all. Oh my God, I'm so
Plasticine
sorry.
Plasticine era. No, I love a good pun.
My mom used to do a thing where she's like, you can blame it on me. If you don't want to do like this thing, just say your mom won't let you.
Yeah.
Karen and Georgia right now are telling you, you can blame it on mom or your mom. Blame it on us.
Yeah. Say my friend Karen will get really mad.
Yeah.
And it's probably true because I have a serious temper. I'm sorry. If I come to that thing with you, my friend Karen, and just point over your shoulder with your thumb, like I'm nearby.
Like a vague point. Yeah. Like a vague reference to you.
Sorry. My friend Karen won't let me.
Yeah. Karen's in the car.
Yeah.
But you could just be listening to the podcast. Karen's in the car.
That's right. We're always with you. And we're always mad about something.
Oh, that was so good. Tell me her name again.
Sarah Brady.
Sarah Brady.
From Fort Williams, Kentucky.
Don't fuck with Sarah Brady.
Don't fuck with any of her type.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's good stuff.
So
I mean,
good.
You got to watch that episode because the way she tells the story of fighting this girl off is nuts. She looks like the girl that would sit next to you in homeroom telling a story about fighting off a knife attack.
Jesus. And it's always like you think of yourself as like, I have black hair and I would kick this person's ass. And then it's like, nope, it's the little fucking tiny cute one. It's always a little tiny cute one.
It's the ones you don't expect.
Yeah.
Well, also, imagine like a huge kitchen knife, somebody even jokingly raising it up above your head. You'd just be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't catch it with my hands.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Really, I have a harder time with that than.
It's so awful.
There's
lots of those stories.
Oh my God. Like, I really have an issue.
Yeah.
I really can't.
It's gross.
Even. Defensive wounds, man.
Horrible.
Do you want to hear a
hometowner?
A hometowner?
Yes.
I got one cued. All right. You know, I'm not going to say this because some people are going to send it to me. There's a different email address. Some people send it to me and then I know you haven't read it. So sometimes I'll read it, but I don't want people sending it to my email address because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I have anxiety and stress. Okay.
There's plenty of ways to get a hold of us, like at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, we should say that. Myfavoritemurder@gmail.
Yeah, send your hometown murders there.
Totally. So many good ones. All right. So this is from Paula. I was 10 years old and it was 1990. Hey, we're the same age.
Hey, hi.
My brother was graduating from Hickman County High School that year. Hickman County is a rural Tennessee town where maybe someone shoots up the trailer park because someone cheats. And then it says, in parentheses, maybe it was my cousin's husband.
What's her name again?
Paula.
Paula.
But in the spring of 1990, the high school was still conducting a type of pre-graduation religious ceremony called baccalaureate.
Baccalaureate.
Do you know what that
is?
We
had that too, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I barely graduated high school.
No, that's a Catholic thing.
Okay. It was supposed to be held on Sunday afternoon after church with the graduates, usually around 150 kids and their immediate families in attendance. Well, all of us were at church that morning. The school science teacher was turning the school into one giant bomb that would have went off during the ceremony. The school assistant principal, Mr. Ron motherfucking Wallace, that's the motherfucking is for me, because Mr. Ron Wallace had a daughter that was graduating, so he came in early to make sure everything would run smoothly. He apparently startled the science teacher, Donald Givens, was his name. Donald shot and killed him, and since everything wasn't ready yet, parentheses, he had it set to slowly gas so that it would be an explosive... be on an explosive level during the ceremony. Oh. Holy shit, that's some fucking Walter White shit.
Yeah.
He panicked and just set things on fire. So Mr. Wallace being murdered saved hundreds of lives.
Oh.
The FBI did say that everything was actually set up correctly and it would have blown if his plan had been carried out. Myself and my entire family would have been casualties. It's such a weird event for me to reflect almost 30 years later. Oh, God, is it 35? When I think of everything in my life since then. It was a national headline at the time, although being when it was, it's hard now to find good info on why exactly he did it. Mostly just town gossipy reasons at this point.
I bet he hated those kids.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So much.
He was, what is he, the science teacher?
Yeah.
Is that what we said? Man, those little shits.
That's insane.
How crazy is that?
I feel like I've never heard a story of a teacher that tried to kill everybody at once.
No, he was pissed.
That's amazing.
And that's actually 150 kids. That's a lot of kids. That's not a small school. It's not like 50 kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck, Paula.
Paula, that was good.
Paula, that was incredible.
That was a near miss. And guess what? That's another survivor story.
Oh, my God.
Kind of accidentally, but
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Look at us.
Look at us.
We're good at
podcasting.
And also look who came in the room.
He's ready for his close up.
Elvis knows when we're wrapping up and walks in and sits on the couch waiting for his part.
He starts salivating when he hears us get sad and be like, how do we wrap this up? This is depressed. He's like, oh, it's time.
Every time he hears the tone go down, he's like, ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means.
Every time I stop going, oh my God, at your stories.
Can I say
it? You want to say it this year? This year? Where are we?
All year long.
Okay, but first Oh, thanks for listening. My fave murder on Twitter. Do things.
Do rate, review, subscribe, iTunes.
Fuck yeah.
The usual stuff.
Here we go.
I think we're number 7 on the comedy list again.
We're
which
back
is crazy.
Up in the number 10.
That's really nice.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Love you.
Tell a friend about it.
And
or your Uber driver.
Stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?
You want a cookie? You gotta say cookie?
Cookie?
Oh. He's confused.
Elvis, what if I gave you a cookie?
Elvis, don't make this part of the edited version of our podcast.
We can't. Make eye contact with
Elvis, because he's cross-eyed and he can't. Elvis, do you want a cookie?
There we God. Go.
You want a cookie?
Good boy.
Don't get murdered, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.